This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, October 12th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, everybody. I'm Spencer Chase. Here's today's headlines. House GOP struggles, budget chair's farm bill view, and Vilsack on trade promotion plan. More uncertainty as Scalise tries to win speakership. Republicans continue trying to close ranks around a new House Speaker, even after Congressman Steve Scalise won the party's nomination for the position at a private conference meeting Wednesday. As of Wednesday evening, more than 10 Republicans were holding out against Scalise, according to a CNN count. Congressman Frank Lucas said after the vote that it could take a few days for Scalise to ensure he has the votes he needs. Lucas, an Oklahoma Republican and former House Ag Committee chairman, supported Scalise over House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan. Lucas said he likes Scalise for, quote, his experience, his consistency, the ability to count votes, and the ability to listen to members. By the way, Scalise has a somewhat more conciliatory record on farm programs than does Jordan, who's never voted for a farm bill and voted in 2018 to gut the sugar program. Another snap fight on the horizon? It's far from clear when the House will take up a farm bill, but when it does, we could see another partisan bill that attempts to cut nutrition spending. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson has insisted he wants to move a bipartisan bill, but many conservatives are using the appropriations process and the battle over the House speakership to demand cuts in government spending that go beyond the debt ceiling deal worked out with President Joe Biden this spring. That deal included some modifications to SNAP work requirements. House Budget Chairman Jody Arrington, a Republican who represents a major agricultural district in Texas, told reporters Wednesday he doesn't think the debt ceiling deal went far enough and that farm bill nutrition spending needs to be reduced. At the same time, he also believes commodity program reference prices need to be increased, suggesting the current rates are, quote, meaningless and irrelevant. Arrington said the SNAP reforms in the debt ceiling deal were, quote, very modest at best. He said, quote, we need real substantive policy changes and reforms on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, not just for taxpayers, but for the sake of beneficiaries. Now, keep in mind, a fiscal 2024 budget resolution that Arrington's committee approved last month doesn't earmark any new money for the farm bill, despite a policy statement calling for the Ag Committee to, quote, improve and strengthen the farm safety net. The GOP resolution also wouldn't require any cuts in farm bill spending. By the way, Lucas suggested an extension of the 2018 farm bill programs wouldn't be a bad outcome. He said the premise of the present farm bill is still valid. We need to make adjustments, but the premise is still there. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak right after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back. Vilsack hints at forthcoming details for trade promotion. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was mostly mum when asked Wednesday about the Regional Agricultural Trade Promotion Program, a newly proposed $1.4 billion foreign market promotion program to be funded out of the Commodity Credit Corporation. But he did hint that details are forthcoming. I would just simply say, stay tuned, was Vilsack's quote to reporters. Some lawmakers have been critical of the fact that USDA plans to use CCC authority to fund the program, as requested by leaders of the Senate Ag Committee. Vilsack on Wednesday implored lawmakers not to try to limit his ability to access CCC funds. Lawmakers, he said, shouldn't contain the ability of the Department of Agriculture and the Secretary to utilize CCC resources. Avian influenza returns to commercial poultry flocks. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has crept back into commercial poultry flocks for the first time since May, with the Agriculture Department detecting new cases at three poultry farms. More than 141,000 turkeys in two commercial Utah flocks are being affected by HPAI as of Wednesday, according to USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. One South Dakota turkey farm has seen impacts on 47,300 birds. Take note, the fall migration season could be one driver for the development of new cases. New Walmart dairy facility in Georgia creates 400 jobs. Walmart is establishing a new dairy processing facility in Valdosta, Georgia, which will create almost 400 new jobs and is seen as a big step in the revitalization of the dairy industry in the Southeast, according to Jerry Burdack, Chief Executive Officer of the Dairy Alliance. Burdack says the alliance has been assured that Walmart will be working with the local dairy co-ops to supply the milk. We believe the new investment in dairy processing will benefit our diverse Southeast dairy farm families by providing additional processing opportunities while supporting local milk to service local stores, Burdack told AgriPulse. We have found that 93% of households in the Southeast have dairy milk in their refrigerator. This facility will hold promise for Southeastern consumers while addressing milk shortages and food insecurity concerns and guaranteeing consistent availability of locally sourced milk on store shelves, Burdack added. Finally, here's today's He Said It. Good luck getting rid of that. That was Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack speaking about some strawberry-flavored milk that seemed to be very popular with second graders at Annandale Terrace Elementary School in Washington, D.C.'s Northern Virginia suburbs. Vilsack visited the school and its cafeteria Wednesday, where he noticed kids snapping up the pink-colored milk containers. His comment was aimed at Michelle Reed, superintendent of Fairfax County Public Schools, who was also visiting. Reed told AgriPulse she was uncertain about how appropriate it was for the kids and discussed the subject with Vilsack. USDA is currently considering some restrictions on added sugars in school meals. One option USDA is considering would limit milk choices in elementary and middle schools to a variety of unflavored milks only. Another option is to maintain the current standard allowing all schools, grades K through 12, to offer fat-free and low-fat milk, flavored and unflavored. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, October 12th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Spencer Chase.